Before we get into God's word this morning, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have been with us this past year, that you will continue to be with us until one day we see you face to face. Lord, we thank you that you are with us in a special way by your word. You are present with us as we hear from you, as we learn from you, and as we put our trust in you. And so we pray that by your Spirit you might bless us with your word this morning and every time we come to read and to learn and to grow. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I want to read from Psalm 116. We'll get back to 1 Samuel soon, I promise. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem, praise the Lord. In Psalm 119, we have a psalm of thanksgiving, a psalm of reflecting on what God has done, on the way that God has revealed his love and his goodness in the life of the person that wrote it. And today on this New Year's Eve, it's a time for celebrations. It's a time for friends and fun, a time for fireworks, and hopefully there'll be a few fireworks at the cricket game tonight. A time for New Year's resolutions that we keep for a week or two. But first, before it comes to all of that New Year's Eve stuff, I want to invite us to do something that we in our modern world are very bad at. And that is to stop. Just to stop for a morning, for a moment, and forget everything that comes later. To stop and to look back on the year that has been. And it was great to see all of those photos, the good and the bad. They've all been a part of the year that we've faced. To stop and look back on all that God has done in this last year. And that's how this psalm that I've read this morning came about. God had done all this stuff in this person's life. We don't know who the author was. But they had to stop and look back on what God had done. And out of that came the praise and the thanksgiving to him. God had heard the cries of the author of this psalm had rescued him. And now he stops and he gives thanks. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, and he turned his ear to me. And that's part of what we do when we stop. We grow our love for God as we realize all the things that he has done for us, as we reflect on who he is. And we're going to be taking a few minutes to just reflect on all of the good that God has done this year. And there will be time to reflect on the bad. Anything that's happened this year, anything that's been good, basically anything that isn't a sin, is something that we can stop and be thankful for. It's part of God's goodness to us. For your spouse, if you have one, for your family, for your parents and your kids, for fun and for friends, for good food, for work that was really satisfying when it was done, for projects and hobbies and all of the things that this year has been full of. I want to invite you to do that thing that pastors sometimes do. Or I want to invite you to find somebody around you. Just take a moment or a minute to reflect on some of the good things God has done this year. And then pray and give thanks for what God has done. I'll give you another minute to finish those prayers together. That might help.
Thanks, Wayne.
Did you all hear enough? Yes, I hope you know that God has heard your cries on the nights that it's hard to sleep, on the days that you've got bad news, and his ear and his heart turns toward his people. Even if he hasn't rescued you out of it in the way that we might hope and brought the miracle that we might want to be, the way that God would answer. And so again, I want to invite you to just, with the people around you or with somebody different this time, to share some of the struggles, the battles, the hurts from the year. And to bring them to God together and ask him to be with you and to thank him for the hope that we have that one day all those things will be gone.
Thank you.
What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all of his people. I want to take a moment as well this morning to stop and to look back on what you have done this year, on what God has been doing through you. I know that some of the people here in this church have been a part of people coming to faith and making that decision of faith through Super Club and Sousa Club. I know that some of you here have been meeting with someone to read the Bible one-to-one. I know there are people here who help to bring the chairs in and out every week, and that allows ministry to happen and people to hear the gospel. So I want to just take the moment. It's important to remember that we've been saved by Jesus giving his life for us on the cross, not by anything that we've done, not by any of our works. But the beautiful thing is that God chooses us and he delights to work through us, to give us things that are worthwhile to do and to let us be a partner in what he's doing in the world. And so I want to take just a minute or two to stop and think about what God has been doing through you this year and if there's anything you can give thanks for.
Thank you.
Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. And perhaps as you've been reflecting on what we've done this year, perhaps there are some thoughts of some things that you haven't done, or thoughts of things you shouldn't have done. Everyone in this room has sinned in this last year. And Jesus knew before you were even born every way that you would grieve him, every way you would reject him this year. He knew when he went to the cross, and he knew when he called you to follow him, and he won your forgiveness at that cross. So the last one, I'm going to invite us to stop and be honest with ourselves about our failings this year. Well, I guess that's up to you, isn't it? I was listening to a podcast this year, and they were talking about their Bible study group. And the one leading the Bible study group asked everybody, what's the worst thing you've ever done? That's a pretty confronting thing to come up at a Bible study group, isn't it? And he said it was confronting. But there was a real sense that they, you know, went into that room as acquaintances and friends and came out as brothers in Christ. I'm going to leave it up to you if you want to share with other people what you've been struggling with this year, or if you want to just have that between you and God. But bring them to Jesus and ask for his forgiveness, and then leave them with him. And then we can thank him for his love and his forgiveness and his faithfulness. Thank you. Well, I hope that now we're ready for the new year and all the new things that God will do. Let's pray briefly. Lord, we just bring before you everything that's been prayed for today. We thank you for all of your goodness and all that you've done in us. We pray that you'll be with us in the harder times, that we might know that you are there with us. And we thank you for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.